This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Let's come aboard.
Happy Tuesday to you, North America. The mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the 3-hour Constellation Kegger. DA with you from the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York City, broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border. Anchorage to Atlanta, Walla Walla to Washington, D.C., Kalamazoo and Waterloo, we are on the air.
They listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A. Everything.
And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. How is everybody doing today? Thanks so much for joining us. Really good show coming up for you today. Tonight is the NBA draft lottery, so we find out tonight at approximately, let's say, 9 p.m., 9:30 p.m. Eastern time, where Zion Williamson will land. We'll discuss with Zach Harper, NBA writer for The Athletic. He'll join us in hour number two. Also, with all of the off-season rumblings surrounding the Los Angeles Lakers, what happens to the Lakers now that they've hired Frank Vogel and Jason Kidd for the coaching staff? What happens surrounding LeBron? Where do they go from here? We'll talk to Arash Markazi, senior columnist, LA Times, in hour number three. It's also a Target demo. I should say it's also a Trash Tuesday. Trash Tuesday coming your way today. And so prepare your trashes for firing everyone. Things, people, places that aggravate you. We'll take out the trash for us here inside the studio walls coming up in about 35 minutes from now. But we encourage you to send along your trashes all morning long, which we will read here on the show. We'll talk football and Joe Flacco. Is he ignoring his responsibilities as the senior leadership spot for the Denver Broncos? Odell Beckham is unlikely to attend all of the OTAs. Is that a problem in Cleveland? The Blazers try to steal a game number one tonight of the Western Conference Finals as Kevin Durant will be out, and much, much more. As always, you can hit us up on the phones at 855-212-4CBS on any of those topics or anything else you want to get into. 855-212-4227. On Twitter, DA on CBS. Easy enough to send your tweets throughout the morning, and I'll read them here on the show. Yeah! I want to begin, however, speaking of the Lakers, because there is a little side anecdote, a little rumor that popped up yesterday from a Western Conference executive, which suggested that LeBron might be switching zip codes this offseason. And it might not even necessarily be LeBron's decision. This Western Conference executive suggested that this offseason, the Philadelphia 76ers would explore trading for LeBron James. Now, this is interesting because you might say, well, what about LeBron? Does he want to go there? apparently LeBron does not have a no-trade clause. And that the 76ers, knowing that they've already made two pretty big trades to grab Jimmy Butler and to grab Tobias Harris and have decisions to make after they fell short yet again of the final round of the Eastern Conference playoffs, might search out a potential trade for LeBron and include Ben Simmons in the deal. Is it possible the 76ers, looking for yet another massive addition, trade Ben Simmons for LeBron James this offseason? That's at the very least what one Western Conference executive says is on the table. Does that make sense for Philly? It's where we begin your cold open.
Stretching session, my right hand comes to me and say, Magic just stepped down. And I'm like, man, get the out of my face, you. I go check my phone. I look at it. Personally, for me, I came here to be a part of the Lakers organization, having a conversation with Magic. So it was just weird for him to just be like, nah, I'm out of here. And not even have no, like, hey, Bron, kiss my ass, I'm gone. It wasn't even that.
I don't believe it!
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heartrending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes!
It's your cold open.
That's LeBron James and his audio, courtesy of his HBO show. I don't put anything past the Philadelphia 76ers. Because that is an antsy, itchy organization. And we've seen this because they went through the quote-unquote process. They lost all of those games. They collected all of those assets. And then ended up swapping them all out to go star heavy. They had drafted Embiid. They had drafted Ben Simmons. But instead of then again slowly growing into who they were with other young pieces, they traded away Covington. They traded away Saric. They traded away not one, but two first-round draft picks in acquiring Butler and Tobias Harris, who were both going to be free agents this summer. If I were the 76ers, they've already decided to bring back Brett Brown, and I don't have a problem with that. I know the last three possessions were incredibly ugly from that Game 7 the other day. And yes, Brett Brown has to own some of that. But I don't think that's a fireable offense. I don't mind bringing back Brett Brown. I was wrong. I thought he'd be the sacrificial lamb, which I told you yesterday. He was not. They decided to retain Brett Brown. That's fine. I have a problem not with bringing back Jimmy Butler, but with bringing back both on max deals. I think you bring back Butler. I think you spend the money that you would spend at a max deal for Tobias Harris and other places. Because your bench is thin. I think that Butler proved he can take or help get this team to the next level. And he is a playoff performer. I didn't see anything from Tobias Harris in this postseason that makes me believe he's deserving of a max deal. And when you give out two max deals, one to Butler, one to Tobias Harris, and have to re-sign and retain the services of Embiid and Simmons down the road, you've got no more money for anybody else. And then you're piecing together the scrap heap old guys on your bench, kind of like the Cavaliers had to do with LeBron the last couple of years. Is that really the best way for the Sixers to get over the hump? Because unfortunately, they don't have LeBron, which brings us to LeBron. Should they trade for LeBron? I say no. I mean, look, I admire LeBron's career. I respect a great deal what he's still able to do at this age. But in trading away Ben Simmons to bring in LeBron James, you are narrowing your championship window to like 2 years. I mean, because LeBron is not going to be a championship caliber player beyond that. And I know that health and sciences and wellness and nutrition have gotten better over the years, and they're better today than ever before. And we're watching guys like Tom Brady do things that we could never imagine, or Tiger Woods come back from the back injury. But I'm just not betting on LeBron James being a championship caliber player, which he would have to be for that Sixers team to get better and to that level beyond the next 2 years. And if I'm the Sixers, I don't want to take my window and squeeze it down to 24 months. So I would not explore this. But let me also say this. Ben Simmons right now is inherently flawed in being a pillar of your organization. Did you know that Ben Simmons did not even attempt a jump shot beyond 12 feet in the entire playoffs? He didn't attempt a jump shot from beyond 12 feet in the entire postseason. I don't know how you can win a championship with that. I don't know how Ben Simmons gets away with that. I don't know how the ownership and the front office of the coaching staff of the Sixers doesn't demand Ben Simmons to be more. That is unacceptable for one of your best players of the NBA in a jump shooting league, in a three-point league, to be unwilling to take a shot beyond 12 feet is ridiculous. And so I bring this up because, no, I wouldn't trade Simmons for LeBron, but I would absolutely mandate that Ben Simmons becomes more than what he is. And I think Ben Simmons has been very entitled his entire career. I think he grew up in Australia where he was always the best player instead of really grinding with other top-notch American ball players. I think Simmons came to the States and not a lot was expected out of him because he graced LSU with his presence and he didn't even have to make the tournament. He was a king just by going there, and so there was no pressure on him to really deliver the goods. And then he gets to the NBA, and again, Ben Simmons, whose father played professionally, I think has lived in a bubble his entire life, and I don't like that, so I'm not going to do it. I don't like jump shooting. I'm not good at it, so I'm not going to do it. You've got to put in the effort to become better than what you are, or the Sixers will be stuck in this rut. Again, I'm not betting on LeBron instead of Simmons because my window becomes that much smaller, but I also need Ben Simmons to become more. And so the Sixers have a fascinating offseason. I think you got to bring back Jimmy Butler, even though he's got injury history and he's got a lot of mileage on his body, but he stepped up when it mattered, and that's what you're looking for. And I would not grace Tobias Harris with a max contract. I would spend that money on the rest of my bench and my depth. But an interesting story yesterday, interesting report that the Sixers would be looking at potentially trading for LeBron James. Wow. 855-212-4CBS is the phone number. 855-212-4227. Hit us on Twitter as well, DA on CBS. It was a Western Conference executive that brought up that potential deal, and then another executive in the Eastern Conference confirmed that that could be something the Sixers looked into. So that's two executives in the NBA, two different sides of the league. When we come back here on the show, some football. Joe Flacco says, it ain't my job to coach my replacement. It ain't my job to be coaching up Drew Lock. Is he right or ignoring his responsibilities? DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Don't like something? Get it out.
Get him 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 out.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Trash Tuesday, which means it's a get him out day. Who or what are you trashing? Tweet at me, DA on CBS. I'll read through those coming up here throughout the show. We'll do our Trash Tuesdays coming up in about 20 minutes from now. And as always, you can watch the show on any device, anywhere at watchda.com. And today, I highly encourage you to be watching the show. If you can't watch it live, you can watch it on YouTube after the fact, after the show. It's always archived there. The best of clips, because we've got a very special day here today. I'll get to that coming up in mere moments. But first, the player of the week brought to you by Grainger, taking a look at the one who got it done, Kawhi Leonard. 41 points in game number 7. One of the great shots in NBA playoff history. Toronto knocks off the Sixers to move on to the conference finals. Kawhi, nearly unguardable, averaged 35-10 in that series. 35-10. And how about that final shot? Everybody in the building knows the ball is going to him. The Sixers know they've got to guard him. They put 7-foot Joel Embiid on him. Embiid has good defense and extends his arm, and Kawhi still knocks down the shot. The player of the week brought to you by Grainger. Grainger's got your back when it comes to the safety and industrial supplies that keep your facility running. Get what you need when you need it at Grainger.com. Again, we've got a very special day around here on the DA Show, so I would encourage all of you to prepare to celebrate with us. Going to get to the details of this coming up in about 5 minutes from now, but it's a very celebratory, happy day here on the DA Show. We have a very special day, a very happy day. We've got friends of the show in here to celebrate with us for a really good cause. I can't wait to share with you coming up in about 5 minutes what exactly it is that makes us so happy today. But before I do that, Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco was brought in by John Elway to be the starting quarterback of the Denver Broncos. John Elway then promptly drafted his successor, the next Broncos quarterback, to be groomed. And Elway has struck out a million times on this front. Missouri's Drew Lock. The Broncos spent a second-round draft pick on Lock. When asked whether Joe Flacco will help Drew Lock as a rookie, Flacco paused and said, "Listen, I have so many other things to worry about. I'm trying to go out there and play good football. I'm trying to go out there and play the best football of my life. As far as the time constraint and all of that stuff, I'm not worried about developing guys or anything like that. That is what it is. I hope he does well. I don't look at that as my job, though. My job is to go win football games for this football team." End of quote. Flacco was pressed on this a little bit later on in the press conference, and he said, quote, "Listen, I hope he does learn from me because that means we're out there and we're slinging it around and having a lot of fun." End of quote. Flacco was very tepid in his support of the idea that Elway would be drafting a rookie quarterback in advance of the draft. He kind of bristled at that notion. And Flacco said, I'm sorry, Vic Fangio said, the head coach, that it was on Drew's shoulder to do what he needed to do with Joe Flacco, not necessarily Flacco. Fangio said, "That's on Drew. Joe's learning a new system himself. As we move along, there will be a lot more interaction to get to know each other, but primarily it's on Drew to learn." Joe Flacco has always been known as a guy that could be a little difficult to deal with. A little prickly, a little standoffish. We know his temperament has been a little hands-off, a little standoffish, not a fiery guy that gets you in your face, not a guy that demands the wide receivers develop some type of bond or chemistry, not a guy that goes into a locker room or goes into a huddle and gives some fire and brimstone speech. Not Joe Flacco. So this fits what everybody hates about Joe Flacco. He doesn't care. He's not a great teammate. He's too aloof. This fits that narrative perfectly. See, Joe Flacco doesn't even care about helping the next guy out. I got to tell you, it's not Joe Flacco's responsibility unless the Broncos brought him in to say, "Joe, this is your responsibility." And I don't know, nor do I think they did that. John Elway is trying to do something simultaneously here, which is really difficult. And I don't know if it's ever really been done well. Bring in a new veteran quarterback to win football games in a new system and draft and develop a young quarterback under that guy. This sometimes doesn't work when you've drafted the new guy to take over for the old guy that's always been there. It didn't work very smoothly with Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre. There was a combat there. And Favre had been there forever. It didn't work smoothly with Steve Young and Joe Montana. And Montana had been there forever. So let's even take the next step of difficulty. Joe Flacco's trying to win football games immediately to save his career. If you brought in a guy to simply mentor the next guy, if John Elway goes out there and brings in a veteran quarterback and says, your responsibility here beyond winning games is getting our next draft pick ready to take over the organization, that's a different story. But you don't sign Joe Flacco for that. You sign one of the McCown kids. Kids, they're like 48 years old. There's tons of McCowns out there that you can bring in and just have them hold the clipboard on the sideline as the young dude takes over and be a good soldier and be a mentor and be a good tutor, etc. But that's not why you brought in Joe Flacco. So I think it's so easy to crush Flacco all the time because, let's face it, he's not a really congenial guy. He's not a warm guy. He's not a guy that you say, I want to go out and have a beer with. He's not Brett Favre. He's not self-deprecating and funny like Peyton Manning. He's not the ultimate winner like Tom Brady. He's not the ultimate professional like Drew Brees. I get it. He's not that easily likable. But Joe Flacco's job right now is not to mentor Drew Lock, unless they told him that explicitly. Which, by the way, he's not the type of guy you would do that with anyway. You brought in Joe Flacco because your quarterbacking has sucked. It's been dog food. It's been trash. It's been piggish, oinkish, terrible quarterbacking. You brought in a guy that you think can help solve that. As for mentoring Drew Lock, that's going to fall on somebody else because that is not what Flacco does. So I don't mind Flacco saying this. He's got his own job to do here. Learn a system, develop new teammates, develop relationships, and win football games. Today is a happy day. Today is a celebratory day because one of our close friends, one of the most important members of the DA show, is celebrating a birthday. Happy birthday to Mraz.
As a pop culture phenomenon like myself,
it is so nice to be here on the day that Sean Mraz celebrates his birthday. And so because it's his birthday, because we care about, obviously, Mraz so much, we decided that today would be a big ol' birthday jamboree. That we would bring in some of Mraz's favorite people and his favorite treats to celebrate.
Explode in your mouth.
And so today, Andrew Kaplan is working the WatchDA.com simulcast to bring you the wide world in living Technicolor, the moving images of Mraz's birthday. And Bogues, what's the one birthday food that immediately comes to mind that Mraz would love?
There's really only one answer, and if you listen to this show, you should know it right away. It recently made an appearance for somebody else's birthday in our compound, and Sean made sure that only Sean got a piece, not anybody else on the show. And that, of course, is the legendary, the one and only, the uber-delicious Fudgy the Whale from Carvel.
Oh, yeah, Carvel makes the Fudgy the Whale cake, and it's delicious. It's an ice cream cake.
Mm-hmm.
It's got some cookie toppings on it. It's got the fudge topping.
Oh, yeah.
And it's shaped as a whale.
Yeah.
And you can personalize it. And we actually have bought a Fudgy the Whale birthday cake from Mraz. It even says Happy Birthday, Sean, on it.
And this is not some backhanded diss at Sean, you know, a whale joke, nothing like that.
No.
Shawnee likes Fudgy the Whale,
so we got
him Fudgy the Whale for his birthday.
He loved the Fudgy the Whale. So we got Mraz a Fudgy the Whale birthday cake, We've got balloons. We've got birthday hats. And one of Mraz's favorite people have come in to celebrate and eat the cake with us.
Lisa Ramos is here again today?
No.
No. Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No.
Wait. Let me think. Giancarlo Stanton is here today?
No.
Get him out.
No.
Is it former New York Rangers captain Ryan Callahan?
Good guess. No. Good guess, but no. No. Mraz's single...
Oh, wait. Original Pilgrim, Chris Columbus.
That's incorrect. Okay. No, but a really good guess.
Okay.
Mraz's favorite employee and friend here at CBS Sports Radio.
Bart Scott.
Huge Freeze is in the building. Yes. And so we are going to celebrate Mraz's birthday today with a Fudge of the Whale cake and hats and balloons and music and Huge. The only thing is, Mraz isn't here.
Yeah.
Mraz happens to be on vacation this week.
I didn't notice.
And yesterday was his birthday. He put it all over social media, of course, because he loves the attention.
I think today's his birthday. He's just confused by the time change in Hawaii. But anyway.
So we decided to celebrate Mraz's birthday. Now, of course, it might be slightly difficult for Mraz to be dealing with watching us eat his favorite foods.
Mm-hmm.
And with Huge in studio,
right,
who, of course, he has a bit of a polarizing relationship with, but I think
Robbie.
I think that Mraz will truly appreciate that we are eating his favorite food without him, with him 9 time zones away in Hawaii.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is the next best thing to Sean being here is us having fun with Robbie without Sean.
So we're going to celebrate all day today. Not only are we eating his favorite dessert, not only is Huge Freeze here in studio, we will have this on camera. Huge will be eating with us in studio on Cake Cam.
Right.
All day long. Now, we understand that his voice has been banned from the show.
But not today. He's doing updates as well. It's his birthday.
No, that's not true.
Okay.
That's not true. His image has not been banned. So we will have a silent Cake Cam, okay, that's going to be in the corner of the screen all show long. I'll be doing the show as normal, but hugely in studio eating his Fudge of the Whale cake with a birthday hat on and balloons to celebrate for Mraz.
I'm pretty sure Sean has never gotten a better birthday present than this.
It's a disgrace!
We're doing this for Mraz!
I mean, what else? In his heart of hearts, this is what he would have wanted on his birthday.
It is so thoughtful of us to do it this way.
Yes.
We only have him in mind.
Mm-hmm.
So Mraz will wake up whenever he's going to wake up from his Bud Light lime-induced slumber.
Moist.
What is it, 3:30 right now, Hawaii time?
I think so.
Because I don't think they do daylight savings time. So sometimes it's 5, sometimes it's 6.
So he's getting
it's
up
six now.
In a couple of hours for some type of hotel brunch, a continental breakfast with a lot of meat, I'm sure, in that. And when he wakes up, he will get to see Cake Cam and all of us eating his favorite food.
I can't wait.
And we're doing this for Sean, so stick around and watch at watchda.com on any device, anywhere. Coming up after the break, we'll be digging into our cake, and we'll have Cake Cam on all morning long and do some Mraz historical trivia, I think, over the course of this morning as well. One thing that Mraz obviously loves is learning and education. So
right,
we will help you learn along with the level of education Mraz also has.
And along those lines, I'm happy to announce, Dee, that I'm going to donate $1 to the West Babylon School District in Sean's name to fix absolutely nothing about their high school.
They can buy one Cliff's Notes version of The Taming of the Shrew.
Right.
And then that can be passed around the entire class to get them up to their needed education level. So that's coming up this morning on the show. When we also come back, we've got our Trash Tuesdays, DA, CBS Sports Radio.
A no sweatpants at work zone.
I am happy, okay? I get to come to work every day. I laugh. I watch sports. You know, I pass gas. I eat.
Sure.
I'm a man, all right? I like my life.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Happy birthday to Mraz! We are celebrating Mraz's birthday today, even though he's on vacation, by wearing our birthday hats, blowing up the balloons, and eating his favorite dessert, Fudgy the Whale cake.
Turn around above your mother.
Our toll-free line, 855-212-4227, brought to you by GEICO. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more in car insurance. It's a real festive atmosphere here inside the studio for Mraz's birthday. Right now, we're preparing inside the studio by blowing up the balloons, wearing our birthday hats. You can watch the proceedings at watchda.com. Bogus, I got to say, it feels good to have everybody here, including the great Huge Freeze, who's not allowed to speak, but is in studio preparing for Cake Cam.
The DA family is all here together.
Yeah.
And, you know, Kenny Brock is nice to show up in the control room as well.
Yeah.
I think James Ward's making an appearance later on. Joe D's going to call in.
Yep.
Everyone's here for Sean's birthday.
It's really nice.
Yeah.
Candy!
Except for Sean, of course.
Right. Yeah, whereas, I mean, it should be pointed out that we didn't do this on Sean's birthday because it wasn't important enough to bump real sports topics.
Correct.
Like Game 7s in the NBA.
Yes.
Today, slow day. Happy birthday, Sean.
Yeah, happy birthday. And it should be noted we don't do this when he's actually in...
Or never.
In the studio.
No, why would we?
We would definitely not do that.
Uh-uh.
So...
But we want him to relax and have a great little vacation.
Yeah, we think he'll enjoy this. We think he'll enjoy watching us celebrate with his favorite things. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Also, when we finally cut the cake on Cake Cam, Kaplan's preparing some Mraz trivia. So if you want to learn more about Mraz's life, background, and history, you can watch Cake Cam as Huge Freeze will be enjoying cake throughout the show. And underneath, captions of factoids surrounding Mraz's life.
I wanted to lick the cream right off your cheeks. We should have made that a game.
Yeah.
See if which listener could have gotten the highest score on Sean trivia.
All right, let's get to your Trash Tuesday, boys and girls. What are we trash?
So, what's eating you?
People that get in the left lane and drive the speed limit.
I gotta trash the NFL, man.
Trash my ex-girlfriend.
You want me to trash that?
Trash Tuesday, my favorite day of the week, not for nothing.
Time to vent. We take it out like the trash. It's Trash Tuesday.
All right, Andrew Bogus, why don't we start with you? Who are you trashing?
Well, I have a Sean-related trash this morning, DA. Well, it starts with Pete, who's texting me at 4:30 in the morning to clear space in the fridge for Sean's cake. I didn't need that. But when we get here, the universe shined on us this morning. Somehow, there was a perfect Fudgy the Whale-sized space on a shelf in our shared kitchen.
Beautiful.
Down the hall in the fridge. Great. Mission accomplished. Don't need to do anything. Don't have to touch anybody else's stuff. Pete comes in and goes, you know what? That's not enough. Let me put a note down. So he puts a sticky note in this open spot that says, please leave free for birthday cake to be delivered. I go back there about an hour ago to get my breakfast out, and there are three lunches directly on top of Pete's note that says, please leave this space open for a birthday cake. So the disrespect for Sean and Pete run, because they're interchangeable,
sure,
as we learned,
yeah,
it runs deep throughout the entire building.
That's really disrespectful.
Warm, sizzling garbage.
Complete insult.
That's a real insult. You left a note and they still put food right on top of
it. Right on top of it.
I was kind in the note too. I think I said, please. I left a good spot for it. I mean, I was being respectful. They do it all the time. They block the whole fridge off sometimes for a cake.
Yeah, I feel as though the sales department is just, these are just hyenas. I mean, they just are bloodthirsty.
Oh, and they'll be ready for the leftovers, though. They'll be right there.
No
question. They'll be there with their forks and knives. They can't sell a thing, but they'll be ready for their cake.
No question. All right, Connor Green filling in for Mraz this week. Who are you trashing?
So, DA, today I do have to trash my internet provider because yesterday I'm getting ready to watch a little TV, stream a little TV because I'm a cord cutter.
Oh.
And our internet goes out.
Uh-huh.
For an entire hour, DA. Think about this. Your entire life, the internet's always involved. I'm only 24 years old. I've never lived in a time with no internet. No internet for 1 hour was like no internet for 5 years. So I didn't know what to do.
Connor,
I was sitting there, and I actually had to talk to my roommates and say, like, how was your day? How are you doing?
What's your name?
Who are you? Nice to meet you, sir.
What's this, a phone?
I even called my dad. I called my dad. I said, what do I do? Like, what did you guys do 25 years ago when you didn't have the internet? So I just sat in stunned silence for an entire hour, and then it was like, I guess I'll just go to bed. And that was it.
And it was 3 in the afternoon.
Stinky debris.
Connor stared and looked at a wall for an hour. It was 2:30 in the afternoon. Said, "I better go to bed." I don't.
I was like, maybe I'll buy a book. I don't know. Like, I could read. I guess.
What is this thing? Pages that I flip. I've got to do this myself. What do I do here? Pete the Body Bellotti, who are you trashing?
Well, I'm trashing these dopey construction workers that get on public transportation thinking they're the only people on the train. I'm getting a little tired of it, especially when you're on the phone trying to figure out a catering order, and this dope tries to get into your seat because he needs all of his guys sitting next to each other drinking beer. It's sickening. I'm tired of it. I also work, and I also travel on the train, too. Get him out.
Hot trash.
There's something about when Bellotti gets angry, that sounds like a Capone character from the 20s. I'm sick and tired of it, see? Okay, they're getting on the train. They got all their places. They got beer on there, too. It's disrespectful, see?
He's holding the Tommy gun. He's in a speakeasy. Yeah.
Hey, what are you doing?
It's disrespectful, see? Ah. Oh, man, I really want to turn to the great Huge Freeze here because I'm sure he has something, but he's not allowed actually on the air, Bogus, so I don't want to break code here.
I mean, I feel like Sean would be in a giving mood on his birthday and let Robbie have his say.
What happens if Robbie told you his trash? Could you then deliver
what
it?
What if Robbie just told me into my microphone?
Okay, so your microphone is on, but yeah, his is not.
Correct.
Okay, all right. Let me do my trash, and then if the huge one wants to have a trash himself. My trash is credit score companies because I had to go through a process to check my credit score. And I was of the opinion, I was just thinking that it was going to be fine. I've never had any significant debt. I've always paid off my credit cards, always on time, yada, yada, yada. I was going to be fine. And I get it back and I'm like, this is pretty low. And the Bourbon Bell says, no, that's really low. That's lower than mine. And I'm like, well, then it's got to be really bad. Wow, this is scary. So I'm looking at this going, well, I don't get it. I don't have any debt, no student loan debt. I paid all of this off. I don't have any car debt. I don't have any credit card debt. I don't understand why my credit score would be so low. So I get one of these credit reports and I look and they have like your last 3 to 5 years of credit card payments. Green, 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 which is on time, on time, on time. And I have 3 credit cards, 2 of which I use primarily, and then 1 which I never use. Green, 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 green. I'm like, I don't understand this. Then there is one red from a credit card that I've used maybe twice. And I use it because I bought a suit at a department store. And this suit from the department store was the only thing I ever bought, and a tie. And I'm looking and it says 60 days late. And I'm like, 60 days late. And I look at this. That department store had mistakenly sent my bill to my parents' house, so I didn't see it for like 45 days until my mom was like, oh, by the way, you have a bill here. I said, I got a bill there? What are you talking about? What do you mean? So I immediately paid it off. It was like a $21. It was like $21. This thing has sunk my credit score to the depths of humanity. They give you the A through F grade. I'm on to the D+. A D+, because I missed one $21 payment on a suit I didn't even want.
So your credit history is Sean's actual education?
Seriously.
My goodness.
How could it happen? How could it happen? So I had to call these people. What do I do? How can I fix this? They're like, yeah, sorry. I go, you sent to the wrong house. It's not even my fault here. So the credit score people, get them out.
Beep, beep. Sanitation just arrived.
Get them out.
And the department store credit card. Get that out.
Get them out.
Huge Freeze is sitting next to Andrew Bogish.
He's
going
to whisper his trash to me.
Perhaps Huge has something to trash.
My mic hears it.
He's got about a minute here before we got to go to break.
Sure. Considering I enjoy food, and we all enjoy food, I'm going to trash drive-through employees other than Chick-fil-A, because I own stock in Chick-fil-A. I'm a Red member. I get free tickets to the College Football Hall of Fame. Oh, they're a sponsor. I get free tours.
I'm a Red member.
Yeah, no, because I have too many points on my phone. I go there like once or twice a week, please. They know me by name, all the employees, so they're great. This is aside from them, McDonald's, Burger King, Taco Bell, all these drive-thru places, they don't give you the right soda. How hard is it to get your flavor of soda correct? I asked for Diet Coke. Look at me. I don't want Coke. I don't like the taste of Coke. I get enough sugar in my other diet. I don't need Coke. I want Diet Coke. So drive-thru employees, please listen when your customer wants the right soda. Thank you.
Trash.
Hold your nose. That's some smelly rubbish.
Now again, technically, this is a bit of a loophole because...
That was just to me.
Yes, Huge's microphone was not on. This was not even for air purposes. It just happened that it was caught by your microphone.
Oh, you guys heard that?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. But just slightly. It just kind of came over quietly over the airwaves.
Whoops.
It's a Trash Tuesday, so send us your trashes by tweeting at me, DA on CBS. When we come here on the top of the show, when we come back, rather, at the top of the hour. The Blazers and the Warriors will open up the Western Conference Finals. Game number one, Kevin Durant will not play. Can the Blazers steal game one at Oracle tonight? And we'll begin cutting the cake as we celebrate Mraz's birthday, even though he's not here. DA, CBS Sports Radio. Actually, it's because he's not here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.